But we put out a call anyway on social media for people who disagreed with a family member about politics and might be willing to sit down with them. One of the people who responded was Jen Stanley. Jen is 29. She's a writer and she's liberal. And full disclosure, she used to work at StoryCorps, though she doesn't work here anymore. Her father, Peter, works construction in Boston, and he's conservative. They've been fighting a lot about politics this election season, and it's taken a real toll on their relationship. So just last week, they sat down and recorded a conversation about why they've been fighting so much and to try to find some common ground.
I try to not bring up politics, but you always watch the 5 o'clock news, and the minute any politician steps on, it doesn't matter who it is. I just cringe. And
me too.
Yeah, but you have to say something, whereas I would like to just pretend it's not happening.
Well, you're the adult.
You're the adult. I'm the child.
Oh, okay. I think I get that from my father. I remember him watching the Watergate hearings glued to the TV, calling everybody a liar. And so maybe the answer is we don't watch the news when you're there.
Maybe.
You know?
But now I feel like we've gotten to this point where we're together and we're fighting about politics.
And those would be the times when I hear you say, I can't even talk to you, Dad. And to be honest with you, I get a little bit miffed when you say you can't talk to me. But if you're going to get so angry and flip out about it, then you know what? I'd rather you didn't talk to me.
But see, this is what drives me crazy, though, because I am not the only one yelling in our conversations.
I definitely voice my opinions.
But you start these conversations.
Well, I ask questions. What do you think about this? And what do you think about that? It's me trying to glean information from somebody who is significantly more educated than I am and whose opinions I trust. I don't think I intentionally talk about politics with you to get into an argument with you.
I'm really surprised to hear you say that. I had no idea that you were genuinely interested in what I had to say. I thought that you wanted to tell me how I was wrong and also make a joke about how I was silly.
Well, I would never feel that way about you. I have nothing but respect for you. I don't agree with you all the time. I don't agree with you most of the time, but that's okay.
One of the things we disagree on, it's about guns. Mm-hmm. And I want to understand why it's so important to you.
You know, when I got out of the service after the Vietnam War, I started target shooting. And I think the draw for me is I find it extremely relaxing, because to do it properly, you have to have total concentration. You're not thinking about the bad day you had at work or the guy who cut you off in traffic. So when I walk away from 2 or 3 hours at the shooting range, I walk away very relaxed.
It's interesting you say that, because I am somebody very similar to you, that a lot of stuff is going on in my brain all the time. And I think when you talk about how you leave the shooting range, that's how yoga for me is like really helpful.
We have a lot of things in common. And I do know that everything you did when you were a little kid was because you wanted to be like me. You even played softball, which you hated because I love baseball.
I did really hate it.
I know. And you know what? And I coached it. And I coached it for only one reason. Not because I wanted to, but because you wanted to play it.
I mean, I just really worshipped you, Dad. I just thought that like everything that you thought and said was right. Mm-hmm. And you were just my best friend. But I think as I got older, I realized that you were really wrong about a lot of things.
Well, you're probably right, Jen. I never professed to be right about everything. The important thing here to me in our relationship is that you have your own beliefs and that I respect you for your beliefs. You were raised to be a sensitive, caring person, and that's exactly who you are.
You say that, mm-hmm. And I feel loved. But I will say, I think you used to like me, and I don't necessarily know that you like me anymore.
Oh, yeah, I like you a lot. It doesn't make me feel good that you say that. I don't agree with everything you say and do. I like being around you more when you're not correcting me. But do I like you? Yeah, you bet I do. And I'm extremely proud of you. You know, when my time comes, to say, yeah, my father was a good man. We didn't agree politically, but he was a good man. And if you can say that, then I'll be happy.
I don't think that you're right all the time, but I think you're the best man.
Well, thanks.
and you're the best dad.